More than a dozen highly coordinated bombings ripped through Baghdad on September 14th, killing at least 160 people and wounding 570. Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the attacks in the name of Sunni insurgents, saying it was a retaliation for the rout of militants at a base near the Syrian border. The violence terrorized Baghdad for more than 9 hours. The first attack at 6:30 a.m. was the deadliest, a suicide car blast that tore through a predominantly Shiite Muslim neighborhood. The bomber set off the explosive after luring day laborers to his van with promises of employment. At least 112 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. Al-Qaeda's leader in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, declared all-out war on Shiites, Iraq troops, and the government in an audio tape posted September 13th on an internet site. The tape was a clear attempt to create a climate of fear and sow deeper sectarian discord before the October 15th referendum on a new constitution.